Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. This week we feature a discussion with Darnell Johnson, the Director of Product Management for Video Poker for IGT, on how the company's stranglehold on the video poker market will probably continue with new products and innovations. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by Vector Solutions, formerly Casino Essentials, the leading e-learning provider of AML compliance training for the gaming industry. For more information, visit CasinoEssentials.com. When Cy Red founded IGT back in the mid-1970s, video poker was the company's cornerstone. When it went public in 1981, it dominated the video poker market. Not much has changed in 40 years. IGT is still the 800-pound gorilla in the video poker market. Darnell Johnson, the Director of Product Management for Video Poker, explains that the new products, bar top innovations, and great games drive the growth of the market and why video poker is one of the staples of the casino gaming industry. He spoke with me via Zoom from the IGT offices in Las Vegas in January. Darnell Johnson, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you. We're going to talk about my favorite game, video poker in the casino, and you know, I'm talking to the leader in the industry here, so it's going to be a great discussion. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having us, and really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, great. So let's talk about how IGT got into the biz. And actually, IGT really started with video poker with Cy Red back in the 70s. Cy Red is a legend in the industry. I had the opportunity to interview him several times, and when he was still around, and he was definitely a force in the business. The fact that he started video poker and IGT makes you the leader in the industry, and you still are 30 years later. So what are you doing to maintain that leadership? Maintain your dominance in the market?
Yeah, again, it's a really unique situation that we find ourselves in. Being involved with poker for the last three decades has been a blessing, right? We're really proud of that heritage that we have, and we look to continue to go ahead and take those lessons learned over those last three decades to ensure that we continue to go ahead and bring about the best possible products and content to our customers and to our players so that they can go ahead and continue to have the best possible experience when it comes to poker play.
Great. Now, I've noticed down through the years, having covered the expansion of gaming since the 80s as well, that when casinos first open, they have very few video poker products. But the longer the jurisdiction is established, the more the players get used to it, the more video poker machines come on. Why does that happen, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting viewpoint that you have. And, a lot of times what we see is that as markets mature and players mature, they tend to go ahead and gravitate to a game style that they feel they have a little bit more opportunity to go ahead and see success out of. And a lot of players tend to go ahead and just over time graduate to becoming better poker players, right? They have that opportunity where they can actually have a little bit more control of the outcome of the game. I think a lot of people will reference poker as one of the very first skill-based games to ever be introduced into the market. And that's been a cap that IGT have worn for several years now, and we continue to go ahead and see a lot of success out of it.
Sure. Well, you mentioned skill-based games with the emphasis on skill-based over the last few years. People forget that video poker was really the first skill-based game, and that's why I enjoy it, because you have some sort of control over whether you're going to win or lose.
Yeah, so again, the casino industry as a whole is constantly expanding. So, sports betting, casual games, skill-based games, all these things are just additional offerings that we as casino manufacturers provide, areas or means for entertainment for the player. We don't really see poker as anything less now that more of those games or venues are starting to go ahead and expand. We just want to continue to go ahead and provide the best type of content and product offering to our customers that we can. We want to go ahead and make sure that the player's experience is the best experience that they have when they go on their casino floor. We want to make sure that it's memorable and so that they can go ahead and come back and play again.
Right, no question. So you have a really diverse lineup of games. I mean, when I play, I pretty much stick to Jacks or Better or a couple of the bonus poker games. But I know there's many beyond that, and there's some new ones that have come out in the last few years. How do you decide how to tweak them, and what kind of other options to give to the players?
Yeah, I mean, again, when we first introduced video poker, several decades ago, it was, very straightforward. Mm-hmm. And we started to do a lot of evolutions working with internal resources that we have and other partners, where we can create a lot of different type of opportunities for more favorable experiences to the players, right? Introducing a triple 5-10 play game mechanic, where a player now has the opportunity to go ahead and play not just one single hand, but three hands, five mm-hmm. hands, or 10 hands at any given time, just creates a lot of more excitement from a player's perspective. And that's what we continue to try to do. We look to try to see how we can innovate things, but we also have to be very mindful that poker players are very loyal, mm-hmm. and they don't like to see a lot of change. And we understand that and we respect that. But we also do understand that they also are evolving over time. We've seen that. We've seen those Jacks or Better players now start transitioning over to different game families, whether that's a bonus play or double-double bonus or even triple-double bonus, mm-hmm. depending on what type of volatility they're looking to go ahead and get out of their experience. So we just continue to try to go ahead and understand, leverage player insights, reach out to industry experts to understand what information they're getting, and also talk to the operators and understand, because they know their players way better than we do as to what they're looking for, and continue to drive content that meets that need.
Sure, sure. Now, do you think that an educated video poker player is a benefit to a casino?
That's a very interesting question. when it comes to a seasoned or pro style player, there's definitely some advantages and disadvantages that they're going to go ahead and have when it comes to the casino floor. I think at the end of the day, it's really going to be dependent on the properties, on the operators, in regards to how they feel they can leverage that. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely pros and cons both ways.
Sure. Yeah. And there are the fact that the hold percentage on a video poker game is really pretty low when it comes to the casino, and pretty high for the player if you play it the correct strategy. And so, the more they learn the strategy, the better they're going to do at the game. But I've noticed a lot of players don't really know this strategy.
Yeah, you'd be very shocked. I mean, there are a few players out there that play really, really well, but there's not many that play perfect strategy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very disciplined art to
Absolutely,
be able to go
right.
ahead and do that. So I think to your point, though, there's definitely some advantages, but I think at the same time, I think the properties are well-versed and understand how to go ahead and leverage that to their benefits as well.
Sure. So one of the great things about video poker is that you can sit at a bar and play it, and that was really a lot of the attraction of it in the beginning, especially here in Nevada when they had the small casinos. You'd sit at a bar and play it and have a great time with your friends. And then of course it migrated out onto the floor, but it's still, the bar area is really an interesting place to play. And you've just introduced a new Peak Bar Top here that is doing very well, from what I understand. Right? Explain what was the strategy behind that.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up. I mean, again, in 2018, we started the exercise of actually even earlier than that, I should mm-hmm. say, but we started the exercise several years ago in looking at creating a new type of form factor for the bar area. We were getting a lot of feedback from customers that they believed that it was at that time to start looking at a new form factor. So we took the challenge to go ahead and create something. We wanted to create something that is definitely going to resonate with today's players, but can also resonate with future players as well. Something that can evolve over time to offer everything that video poker offers today, everything that Keno offers today and things what could be offered in the future, right? I think IGT is a clear leader in that space of innovation. I think we've shown over the last couple of years now that we're looking to go ahead and continue to push the envelope in things. A lot of the feedback was in regards to looking at technology. So a lot of players today, when they're sitting at the bars, they have their mobile devices with them. So they want to be able to have an opportunity to go ahead and keep those mobile devices charged up so they can go ahead and leverage them. So that's something that we were looking at. Cashless technology is quickly starting right. to become mm-hmm. more adopted by players today. So our systems business had already been working on that. So we started partnering with them and understand how we can go ahead and leverage that into that offering. And then most importantly, again, just wanted to go ahead and make sure that we have a form factor that works for the current poker player today. So, you know, sitting down with some key players and customers and industry experts, identify what are the things that we need to go ahead and focus on in regards to making sure that we keep that essence the way that it is.
Sure.
But creating something new, right? We introducing a curve monitor to the bar area was not something that has been considered. Mm-hmm. Curve monitors have been out for quite some time, but introducing that created a lot of positives, right?
Right.
There's a lot of issues with the bars from a glare perspective, where a curve display positioned the right way can absorb that glare and not redirect it back into the player's eye. Ergonomics itself in general. I mean, I'm doing this right now myself where I'm slouching right. down, right? Then you're at the bar. That's yeah, what right. you typically do, right? We want to go ahead and create a solution that is much more better ergonomically for the player as well, where I can go ahead and work on my posture properly and be able to go ahead and play and be comfortable, right? The buttons is a key element of our bar top as well. I mean, players love those buttons and know those buttons. So we want to make sure that we were to go ahead and kind of keep that same interaction over onto this new form factor, while at the same time, like I said, try to create more innovation to make it more appealing for them from both a hardware perspective and a software perspective. And thankfully, I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far. We introduced the product early in the year, but unfortunately due to COVID and the social distancing and the casino closures mm-hmm. that happened, it didn't get rolled out till a little bit later, rolled out roughly around April, May time period as right. properties mm-hmm. started reopening up. And right now, sky's the limit. We're hearing a lot of positive feedback from our customers in regards to the things that they like about the product. We're hearing a lot of favorable feedback from players. One of the stories that we were told that I'm more than happy to share was when the casinos first started reopening up in California. Several of the tribal properties over there opened up, and they thankfully took a couple of our bar tops to kind of help open themselves up. Those bar tops were an immediate success, mm-hmm. Generating significant coin in on their floors. And as time, time went on, the play continued to go ahead and stay at really good levels. It dropped off, of course, from the
right, sure.
huge numbers they were doing when they first reopened, but they continue to be consistent and better in most cases than what the previous G20 bar top units have out in the field. So we accomplished a couple of things out of that, which were our two goals, right? Is create a form factor that allows those players to transition over to the new box, because that mm-hmm. is one of the hardest things that we can get accomplished, because those players are so sticky to what they like. So accomplishment number one was that. The second thing was to go ahead and try to drive better value from an operator, and based on the hardware and the changes that we've done to the content, we were able to go ahead and do that.
Sure, sure. And I'm assuming that there's also the service windows built into the machine, so you can order a drink from your machine, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely, right. That's technology that IGT's had for several years now,
right.
And what we did with the bar top is just leverage that in a way that can be even, a better experience from a player perspective,
sure.
right? Now not necessarily are going to be required to go ahead and have that necessary doghouse that's typically used in the field, but a lot of our operators still like to utilize that. A lot of players are very comfortable with that as well, but the innovation that we have available with our service window technologies brings a lot of ease and comfort to that experience as well.
Sure, great. So there's also an ongoing trend in the industry a little bit that you have to play a certain amount at a machine before you get a free drink. Is that kind of technology built into there so that the bartender knows you're eligible for a free drink?
So one of the things that we have created on the bar top is what we refer to as a play level indicator.
Okay.
A lot of feedback that we got as part of our research led us to start going down this pathway, and it's a tool that the properties now have the ability to go ahead and leverage at their leisure to be able to go ahead and determine how they want to go ahead and compensate a player based on the play that they're doing. It can be done any way that they would like to go ahead and do, there is some level of technology in there that allowed them to have a little bit more flexibility in doing that, yes.
Okay, great. The GGB podcast is sponsored this week by Vector Solutions, formerly Casino Essentials, the leading e-learning provider of AML compliance training for the gaming industry. Find out how your casino can enhance your personnel's performance, ensure compliance, and protect resources. For more information, visit CasinoEssentials.com. Remembering back into the, I guess it was the early 90s, I was at one of the trade shows. I think it was the World Gaming Congress back then, but my editor, Frank Legato, who's the expert in slots in this country, ran back to our booth, said, "You gotta come and see this," and he dragged me to this little 10 by 10 booth, and there's a couple of video poker machines in there, and you're playing three games at once, and of course it was the now infamous Ernie Moody had invented this game, and you guys picked it up right away and been very successful with it. Is that still a popular game for IGT?
Absolutely. Our 5/5/10 games are pretty much the foundation of a lot of our our growing multi-hand poker library that we currently have today. Again, when that product first came onto the scene, it really revolutionized poker because it took a lot of the concerns that operator had in regards to hold and
sure,
going in,
right.
Kind of changed it right off the back, because now instead of generating 5 + 1, you can now go ahead and do that times 3 hands, times 5 hands, times
sure,
10.
Right.
So
yeah.
it really kind of changed the game, and players loved it, right? They saw
sure,
a lot of
yeah.
opportunity to go ahead and be able to go ahead and play more and see more opportunities to win. So we still have a great relationship with Ernie and In Action Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
We expect to have that relationship for a long time to come.
Yeah, well, they've come out with a lot of other variations on video poker that have been very successful as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think one of Frank's favorite games that he doesn't like to go and
yes.
speak up to because he claims to be more of a single hand poker, but
right.
I know you like a little multi hand as well. Ultimate X poker,
mm-hmm.
right? Ultimate X is probably one of the most popular games that we've. Come out with since
right.
The early 2000s, and it continues to be a success for us.
Yeah, no question. So let's talk about the online world. I've noticed that a lot of the video poker games and on the various online casinos are also IGT games. Do you get a lot of call from the online casinos to develop that for them?
We do, right? Again, we provide content not only to land-based casinos, but also to those online casinos. We don't have a lot of that here in North America today due
right.
to
mm-hmm.
certain regulations that are in play. But overseas in the European market, it is very much larger than what it is
mm-hmm.
here. And one of the very first contents that we made available was our video poker content. So Game King, Super Times Pay, Ultimate X are all games that you can see available when you're on the online space.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And with the growth of iGaming in the U.S., I'm sure you're going to see a lot more online casinos wanting those kind of games.
Yeah, again, we expect it, and we're preparing for that right now, right? So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next several years as things evolve. But definitely IGT will be well positioned to continue to go ahead and support people's desires to go ahead and play poker, whether it be at a casino or online. We'll be there to support them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, IGT is still the 800-pound gorilla in the video poker market, but you know, some of your competitors are taking runs at you. In fact, one of your competitors has developed a bar top game, and I remember playing it and it just didn't feel right. You know, it didn't have that IGT feel to it. You know, the ease and the recognition of how to play the game. Do you find that a lot of the players have a lot of loyalty to the IGT games versus, you know, some of the new ones being developed by your competitors?
Absolutely. Again, video poker players are some of the most loyal players I've seen in the gaming industry, period. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it earlier. It's one of the biggest challenges we have in trying to go ahead and get players to transition or adopt over to one of our new cabinets.
Sure.
It's not an easy task. Thankfully, as we've been introducing some of our new form factors of late, we've seen some very strong adoption. Again, we spoke to earlier in regards to the new bar top, the Peak bar top. We saw some really good adoption there. In 2019, we transitioned over to a different slant cabinet, the Crystal Slant cabinet. Mm-hmm. And that has been a really, really strong transition as well. We were a little concerned about that one at first, right? Because that has a larger screen. It has a 27-inch screen than what we typically use in the poker world, which is about a 22, 23-inch screen. Much more space that you can go ahead and have to play with. So we really worked very diligently to make sure that the essence of poker stayed true on that particular box. And thankfully, through some hard work from our team, as well as some hard work from our partners in the operator world, we were able to go ahead and create some really unique situations on the floor, and players are really gravitating to it. So it's been very exciting to see.
Great. Well, you know, you're in charge of the video poker side of IGT, but, you know, the company is just growing in all these different directions, and the digital side, and certainly the slots are continuing to grow. Now we've got the lottery side, too. So how confident are you that IGT is going to keep their focus on the video poker business?
So that's an interesting question. I have a lot of conversations with our senior executive team, as we are defining what our strategies are, as we continue to kind of go through a 3 to 5 year plan that we create. And the positive thing that I get out of every single one of those conversations is the support that I get from our senior executives in regards to how important they believe poker is to the business, mm-hmm. and to the industry as a whole. So I have a lot of confidence that focus is not gonna be going anywhere.
Sure.
Players love poker, and until players no longer love poker, then I don't think you're going to see any change from IGT on that.
Right. Okay. Great. So, we're coming out of this pandemic now, and a lot of companies are coming out with new products, and, you know, IGT as well. But what are some of the video poker developments on the horizon here that you think is going to continue to make IGT the leader in the field?
So again, we're constantly looking at innovation. I think it's really important for us to innovate, but just to innovate in the right way, to ensure that we can go ahead and continue to go ahead and challenge players and push the envelope as much as we can when we can. I think I might have mentioned this early on, it's going to be the little tweaks that we do here and there that are mm-hmm. going to be the most important things. We have a very strong stable of titles that have been very, very successful in the market today. And the feedback that we're getting from players is that let's not necessarily try to go ahead and reinvent the wheel, but instead let's try to go ahead and expand what you already have. We love Ultimate X. We love Super Times Play. Sure. We love Hog Roll. But what can you do more to that to make it even more exciting for us? So that's what you're going to go ahead and see from IGT over the next several years, is continue to go ahead and evolve and expand the existing brands that we have today and provide players the excitement and the experience that they're looking for.
Great. Well, Darnell, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It was great to see you. Hopefully we'll see each other at G2E this year, and we'll all be back to normal by the end of the year for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm getting crazy in here. I'm having fever, being locked up, but it's been a pleasure talking with you, Roger, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the time.
Hope you
enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by Vector Solutions, formerly Casino Essentials, the leading e-learning provider of AML compliance training for the gaming industry. For more information, visit CasinoEssentials.com. To learn more about video poker and its role in the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com. To get all the news of the industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at GGBNews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.